you're in the dark and you want to see, you need a
electricity, electricity.
Flip that switch and what do you get? You get a
electricity, electricity.
I think this is one of those government curriculum songs that they were singing in elementary school, like back in the 60s, wasn't it?
1979.
Okay. All right, 1979. We have a special show lined up for you this hour, as you all regularly know. We are in the habit of doing open lines at 9 o'clock, where any project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we jump into it and we address it. And we've jumped from helping a guy move here from Seattle to somebody that wanted concrete countertops, okay? Whatever it is. Now, in the 10 o'clock hour, we generally go into one topic specific, and we go in a little bit deeper. Now, if you're a reader of the Arizona Republic, you see it in our article published every single Saturday. Today, we're talking about electricity. If you're down in, if you're a Tucsonan, down in Tucson, you read the Arizona Daily Star, we do a question and answer column in that paper in every Sunday edition. And generally, what we try and do is we take questions that y'all send us from the Tucson area on this topic, and we address them. So tomorrow, you're going to see a couple local homeowners who inquired about electrical questions with us that are answered. If you're in the Pinal County, in the Casa Grande, Coolidge, Florence, Eloy area, the Tri-Valley Dispatch that comes out on Wednesday, will have an article on electricity. If you're down in the Green Valley area, listen to us on KGVY, the Green Valley News will come out on Wednesday as well, and it too will cover the electric. So we try and educate y'all. We try and do it by newspaper. We try and do it by website. We try and do it by radio. And then we still get people like Joe.
Uh-oh.
That.
What did Joe do?
Joe emailed us, Romy.
Joe.
And he says, it's not a Rosie certified product. It's not a Rosie certified contractor. I use brand paint at brand store. And I got serious problems. I was given incorrect information by the salesperson as to what to use, and it went downhill from there. I'm currently trying to resolve it with the brand paint name, but they have been uncooperative throughout, and I need your experience feedback, please.
Let me guess.
Ink
was not PPG paints like we've been talking for. How many years?
I want to make a sympathy plea here. Folks, if I had to answer every question every homeowner had about every problem they had by using products and services not Rosie certified, I wouldn't have time to continue the Rosie certification process. So if you want my help, please go to rosieonthehouse.com. And if it's got my name on it and you ever have a dilemma, a problem, a question, or a moment of anxiety over it, you call me, and I take care of it. It's done, all right? So, Joe, I'm sorry you're having the problem that you're having. I'm not a big fan of the brand paint that you used, and I hope they come to the plate and help you. I know Stan called him and talked to him. I actually overheard Stan as I was walking by Stan's office the other day. If y'all are painting, find a PPG paint store, okay? But that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about electricity. And to do that, those of you who know, regular listeners of the show, know that when an electrical problem happens at my house, I have this one toolbox. It's red. All my electrical tools are in there. And there's screwdrivers in there that are, and I like, when I'm dealing with electrical, I like long screwdrivers with wooden handles. And I have been nibbled by 120 volts. My screwdrivers have just been downright bitten. There was an episode where I was trying to rewire a garbage disposal under the kitchen sink, and Jennifer swears my tennis shoes were smoking, and she smelled the smell of burning flesh.
I think that was more than a nibble. And it was more than a little squeal.
Man. Usually when I'm getting the red toolbox out, she's loading all the kids up, heading to the emergency room of the hospital, and I'll just wait for you there, and hopefully we'll see you. I don't deal with a lot of electricity, so when we get electrical questions, I'm generally stumped. So we've decided to regularly bring in our expert electrician. We have Mike Bensel here from the Mighty Electricians, Rosie Certified Electrical Contractor servicing the greater Phoenix metro area. Y'all have been Rosie Certified, I'm guessing, for 7 years, yeah. 8 years, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
So Mike Bensel's here to answer any question you have about your electrical system. But I want to start the conversation by, Mike, what are a couple things homeowners can do at their house as it relates to the electric system? And the first thing that comes to mind for me is go open your electric panel box, yes, and see if your breakers are labeled.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. You know,
and if not?
If not?
If not, what do you do?
Well, I don't know how many times I've been to a house and there's nothing written on there.
Yeah.
And the homeowner's expressing frustration about that.
Yeah.
One of the easiest things you can do is go into your house when you find that your panel's not labeled, turn on all your lights, every light, turn on your fan, turn on your TV, turn on your radio, and then go to your panel, turn all those 20 amp and 15 amp circuit breakers off.
Okay.
Those single poles, the one with the one handle.
Yeah, okay.
Right? The ones that take up one space. Let me put it that way.
All right, yeah.
Okay? And then go back into your, and then go to your, turn those all off but one. Walk into your house and see what's on.
Okay.
Go around, and if you have a lamp, maybe just plug that lamp around into the different outlets.
Or a little circuit tester you can buy.
Absolutely.
The ones Ace Hardware for, what, $8?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Yep. And go around and then label your panel. Right on there. Hallway, bathroom,
now,
whatever.
Now, when I did a panel upgrade at my house, and it faces due west, I labeled everything in a permanent marker direct onto the metal cover.
Because it's permanent.
Because it's permanent, except when it faces west, and it gets, with the cover closed, it gets baked off.
Yes, it does.
So, what do you like to label your panel with? I've seen some nice laminated guides that get attached to the inside cover of the box.
Yep, you can do that. What do I label it with?
Yeah,
permanent marker.
You do just exactly. Mark it right there on the permanent
exactly.
marker.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, go in the house, turn everything on.
Yep.
Go to the panel box. Turn all your 15 and 20 amp single pole breakers off.
Yes.
Then turn one on, go inside, record what it is controlling.
Yes.
Go back outside, turn that one off, the next one on.
Yep.
Go back inside, record what it's, and just proceed all the way through that.
Exactly.
What do you do with the big honking breakers? They're kind of scary to even touch.
Yeah. Your typical house is going to have two 50 amp two pole breakers. And it's going to have two 30-amp two-pole breakers. And this is a home without gas, right? This is a normal all-electric house.
Right. All-electric isn't normal, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
The Rosie normal standard is dual energy.
Okay. Yes. And so then you're going to have your dryer, your water heater, right? Your AC and your range.
Yeah.
So turn those off. Go into the house. Leave one of the 50 amps on. If your range is on, it's great. That's your range. Label it range. If you go to your thermostat and you turn on and the AC comes on, that's your AC. Go to your dryer, turn the dryer on, and so forth. Unless you want to take apart that cover on top of your water heater, which I don't suggest.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Just assume the one that's off, you know, or if the dryer's off, then it's your water heater. If your dryer's on, then the other one that's off is your water heater.
There you go. Yep. And chances are, if you're going to be working on those big circuits, it's going to be somebody trained technician.
Sure.
They're servicing. But just getting your 15 and 20 amp circuits labeled are just extremely safe and convenient and smart. And that's the way you would do it.
Exactly. So you want to install a ceiling fan in the living room, you know what breaker to turn off.
There you go.
Real simple.
How about checking? Another thing I think homeowners could do is check their GFIs.
Yeah, that's very important.
And how would you go about doing that?
Well, I have an actual tester that tests GFI. But on the GFI itself, you're going to have two buttons.
What does GFI stand for?
Ground fault circuit interrupter.
Okay.
And well, what that does
I used to call them PIAs.
What does that sound like?
Pain in. When they first came out, they were so sensitive. Yeah. Oh, even a hair dryer would blow the stupid thing.
Or if you have a fountain pump.
Oh, fountain pump's worse. Yes.
Oh,
so
my gosh. Yeah.
They're the receptacles that have the little red and black buttons in them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, you're going to, on there, they have a test button and a reset button. You can go around and test those GFIs. And if it trips, that's great. If it doesn't trip, got a problem. You need to change it.
And these little GFI circuit testers are a three-pronged device that have lights on the back.
Yep.
You simply plug it in, you push the test button, and the light should go off. That circuit should be dead.
Exactly. That breaker will trip. You'll hear it. You'll hear the GFI. It'll trip.
Yeah.
And then you can just push the reset button and reset it. So what? Let's talk about what a GFI actually does, though, so everybody understands.
Okay.
A GFI is actually looking for electricity that's going someplace it's not supposed to go.
Uh-oh. It's going, errant juice.
Yep. It's going into the water in your sink. It's going to maybe a faucet, maybe something metal, an appliance, right? Outside, your extension cord's going through some water in a wet grass or something. You don't know it, and it's got a cut in it. Well, that GFI is going to pick that up. Because if it's greater than 5 milliamps, it's going to trip. All right.
5 milliamps.
5 milliamps. Okay. Yep. So however much electricity is going out to that appliance, exactly the same amounts come back. And I'm using the word electricity just freely. It's actually amps. So those electrons, as many electrons as going out, need to be coming back exactly. If it's off by 5 milliamps, it trips.
Okay.
So it's very good for animals too. So,
we want to talk about that. Yeah. It's very good for animals.
Yeah.
Great safety barrier. If you've got barns, walkers, any of those kind of apparatuses, we're going to talk about how important that is. But I do remember when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when we were wiring houses, the master bathroom would be wired off of a receptacle outside the house, and then the hair blower would blow. And then you had to go outside. It took us a couple months to kind of.
Or the GFIs, always in the garage.
Always in the garage.
From upstairs. To the garage to reset it, go back upstairs.
Yeah, they came out about the same time as low-flow shower heads came out. And we'd finish a house for somebody, and they'd say, okay, now come take all the low-flow restrictors out and get rid of all my GFIs. More when we get back right here at Rosie on the House. See?